He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 368. Very interesting and very practical gadget today, for sure. No question about that. Before we begin, let's get rid of some housekeeping. As you know, you can tune into our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that would be thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com. The Gadget Professor Show is heard in 172 countries around the world, and I have you to thank for that. Make sure you scroll down on our website to the right-hand side. You'll see the little newsletter button there. Just pop it up and put your email address in, and every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is done, you will receive absolutely free the show notes. And what that is a synopsis with everything hot linked about the items that we talked about during today's show. Now, if you'd like to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely try to answer all your emails. So thank you very much for that. Okay, here we go with the gadget of the day. Have you ever had a situation, and I have all the time, where you have a laptop and it has one or two, three maybe USB ports, and you need four or five or six? Do you ever have a situation where you have maybe a Surface Pro computer and there's one USB port on it, and I don't know why they did that. It's a wonderful computer, but the Surface Pro only has one USB jack on it. There's no Ethernet port, so it's tough to get it on the network, and you'll find a variety of situations where you have laptops or peripherals and they just don't have enough ports. Henceforth, our gadget of the day, and this is actually called the pluggable dual monitor docking stand. And this is what it looks like right here. It's made by a company called DisplayLink. They make a variety of wonderful products. I've used them for many years. And what this DisplayLink will do, okay, this is actually called the dual monitor docking station. This model is a US3900. They have a variety of different models. This is the one I selected, and I'll tell you why. First of all, it has a very beefy, and I mean beefy, power supply that comes with it. It is actually 4 amps. That's a heavy-duty power supply, and that's going to plug very simply right into the back of this right here, is where your power connection is actually made. So let's unplug that and get that out of the picture. They make a lot of different models of this. If you want to check out the model number, just go back on the back plate there, and you'll see that this is, as I said, a UD3900. That said, there are a lot of power ports on the back of this, and let's hold it sideways, and we'll walk you through those. So we already talked about the power supply plugging into the bottom here, and the reason you want a beefy power supply, quite frankly, is this is going to suck a lot of juice if you have all these ports in operation, which I frequently would have. You might have a monitor, you might have two or three different peripherals plugged into the USB ports, printer, whatever, and you really don't want to rely, especially on a laptop, to provide power to all those peripherals. So this is where this docking station comes in real handy. So let's take a close-up look as to what it provides you with. So again, the power supply, a very beefy one, very large one, which we'll get into in a couple minutes, plugs in there. The next port that you have is a USB 3 port, and this is the extension cord, if you will, that's going to connect this device, which is going to give you many ports. It will connect it to your computer, typically your laptop. It could be your desktop. It could be anything. And this is actually provided. You can see that crazy connector here on the bottom, USB 3. And this is the part that's going to plug into directly into your laptop. This is provided. It's a very nice cable, and this comes with the unit. So that said, now you get into some of the cool things that this will do. So here's your HDMI port, and you gotta love that. Automatically, I have a port now for my HDMI. Another really great function that you won't see on a lot of ports, port connectors or docking stations, if you will, is this DVI output, which means I can, again, plug in a high display monitor. So now I'm able, from that one connection down here, I'm able to very simply get an HDMI port out, and in addition, I could plug in a second monitor if I so desire, or a second port, which is the DVI. It also comes with, for those older people, for those older folks that have older computers, it comes with a DVI converter to a VGA. Very, very handy, and this is going to plug right in there like so. And the adapter comes with it, so you don't have to go out and buy that. That's a big plus, too. So, once again, I have the HDMI, I have the DVI. Now, right here is a very important port, particularly if you have a Surface Pro or a laptop that does not allow for an Ethernet connection. Now I have a fast Ethernet connection port where I can actually use a hard wire if I like. This is also handy if I want to put this on my network and be able to see what's going on. So I have the ability to connect this to the Ethernet cable. Nice. Now over here you have four, which is a lot of ports. There's four USB 2 ports. Now you're saying, why USB 2? Well, there's a ton of devices that only require USB 2, your mouse, your keyboard. So I can put my mouse and my keyboard in here, still have two USB ports, and if that's not enough, if you turn this around to the front part, I have a bunch more. I have two additional USB 3 ports, and you can always tell the USB 3 because they're blue. You may not be able to see that in the photo, in the camera here, but these are two more USB ports. These are USB 3, and they're downward compatible to USB 2. So that's all plus, 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 and if that's not enough, over here I have a headphone jack, which I love, and a microphone jack. So if I want to do a podcast and not use my microphone that comes with the laptop computer, and I don't want to use that, I have the ability here to plug in a microphone and also a headset. So all in all, this is a very functional, very powerful device, and it works quite well. Complaints, I only have one complaint, and it's probably a minor one, but it's kind of a pain, but there's a slight way around it. This stands vertical. You can lay it down. There's no issue with that. But this flange piece here, this drives me crazy. I don't like it. It's there because it stabilizes the unit, particularly when you have a lot of port cables there. But they were nice in the fact that they give you two screws here. I think you can see them. Two Phillips head screws, and you can remove that and remove this plate, and it won't do any harm. So if I'm traveling, I'm typically going to remove this port. I'm sorry, this plate here with these two screws, and you want to save those, of course. And then this fits in my briefcase, my suitcase, much easier than bringing this whole clunky thing. The other thing is a lot of people don't like vertical, but you can definitely lay this down horizontal. And if you take this bottom plate out, there's really no issues with that. So very nice docking station. It pretty much provides for everything that I could possibly want. And the truth of the matter is it's relatively not too expensive. So if we go on to the website, we'll just pull up, let's go to Amazon here. You'll see that this pluggable USB 3 universal laptop docking station for Windows has a dual video HDMI and DVI and VGA gigabit Ethernet, which is awesome, and an audio and total of six USB ports. This sells for a grand total of $89. Definitely, definitely a very good price for what this does. Again, my only complaints about it is the this flange deck on the bottom. I understand why it's there. It stabilizes it, holds it nice and tight. You are able to take that off. The other complaint that I have, and I can't complain too loudly about it, is this power pack is enormous. I mean, that is one big power supply. But again, if it didn't have a big beefy power supply, a 4-amp power supply, the probability of me using this with the electricity that's available in any laptop is slim and none. I mean, if you put a DVI monitor on this, use the HDMI output, and then use the six USB ports that are on this, you're going to need a 4-amp power supply. So it's one of those things where you got to weigh it out. And in the end, I go for the functionality and definitely want this thing to be powered by a beefy power supply. So I can't complain because it does its job. It does its function. So $89. It's definitely available on Amazon, and you will be very happy with it. The only thing I should point out for our Gadget Professor fans is at the moment, and it might be a long moment, I don't believe US 390 docking station is compatible with Windows 10, 8.1, Windows 8, 7, and Legacy XP systems, the Surface RT, which is why I purchased it. Mac OS and Linux are not supported. Mac OS, the Mac operating system, and the Linux are not supported with this particular device. Now, that said, this unit definitely comes with drivers. So here's the CD that it comes with this. And you'll definitely, before you even plug the docking station in, you'll want to use the supplied disk that comes with it and set up all the drivers. I'm assuming that this would work on the Mac operating system and Linux and Unix and all that stuff if it had the proper drivers. And maybe that will happen, but since I rarely use my MacBook Pro, I do use it, but not often, I will be very pleased to have this work on the Windows operating system. I wouldn't want to lose this disk. I'm sure you can download it from the internet, but I am going to label this and put it in for safekeeping. I'm also going to duplicate this disk and put it on a USB stick so I always have it with me. So very, very, very nice device. You will be thrilled with it, I assure you. And at this point in time, let's move on to the apps of the day. Now, today we have an interesting collection of apps, and this one is pretty much universally known, and I get this question probably once a month. I don't have the bucks to spring for Microsoft Office. Is there anything out there that I could use that will be pretty close? Well, yeah, there's something you can use, and it's actually called LibreOffice. This is totally free. I mean totally free. And pretty much everything that you want from an Office package is built into this, and there's no reason on the planet why you shouldn't download it. It does everything that Office will do, plus the fact it's compatible with Office files. So totally free. You can download this. Pretty much works with any system, any operating system that's out there. You will thank me. You will definitely use this. It's 64-bit or 86-bit, whatever you want. And I just can't say enough about it. And if you don't have the bucks for Office, there's no reason on the planet where you can't use this. It has a Word processing program in it. It has like an Excel spreadsheet. It has a PowerPoint. It has all kinds of things in there, and a huge community. So if you need extra help with operating this, you can go on the internet. You could probably find any question you want answered immediately, or you can write the community, and very well supported. Now, frequently I get asked what can I do to keep my privacy, I mean real privacy, when I travel. I'm afraid in a hotel or in a parking lot, wherever you may be, that I'm going to get compromised. Well, what I use, and it's absolutely foolproof. As a matter of fact, if I do any online banking, I switch to this this operating system. It's called Tails. I've mentioned it a while back, but this is privacy for anyone and everyone. This aims at preserving your privacy and anonymity. You use the internet anonymously and circumvent censorship. All connections to the internet are forced to go through the Tor network. We talked about the Tor network, which is probably the preeminent source to go for privacy. Everything is basically filtered, and it's like a giant VPN on steroids. But this particular browser, if you will, leaves absolutely no trail, no trace whatsoever on your computer you are using, unless you specifically click buttons to say, yeah, I want a trail. I mean, why would you do that? So this uses state-of-the-art crypto techniques, crypto tools to encrypt your files, your emails, and your instant messaging. So Check this out. It's totally 100% free, and it's very simple to use. You won't be intimidated by the user interface or the operating system. It works real well. All right. Moving on here, we have another great piece of software, and I kind of like these things. Did you ever wonder if your neighbors are kind of checking in on you and using your Wi-Fi? I've had that issue from time to time. I don't anymore. I can promise you that. But this software is kind of neat. It's called Software Perfect Wi-Fi Guard. The security of your Wi-Fi network for Windows, Mac OS, and Linux. This, my friends, does it all. This will very easily tell you with one click who is using your Wi-Fi. This does cost some bucks, but you get six clicks, if you will, six different attempts to see who's on your Wi-Fi. It's very economical if you decide to purchase it. And right now it's free, and I believe it's six. You get six different tries, so you can do it for 6 weeks or 6 months or 6 years, once a year, whatever you want. This works real well. It pings the computer and other network devices and displays those that are alive. It detects firewalled computers that do not respond to pings. That's an important key factor in finding out if someone's using your Wi-Fi. It scans your network at specified intervals, so it might check it at 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and in the middle of the night, whatever you specify. And it will immediately alert you if there's someone unknown that is on your network. And very handy, very easy to use piece of software. I definitely recommend it, and I would definitely check it out. Now, this is another piece of software that's, to me, a must-have. This came out about a year ago, and we talked about it briefly on our apps of the day about a year ago. This is called OO Shut Up 10. I don't make this name up, but I got to tell you, I just set up a new computer yesterday, and after it was all loaded and working properly, I immediately loaded this on. Why? Because this is going to give you total control over what Windows 10 sees and also what information it's going to send back. So you can adjust your security settings, protect your privacy, control location services, control window updates. Do not pass your user data and diagnostics along to anybody. Portable version. It's free of charge for private users, and it's an absolute must for Windows 10. There is a very nice video. I'm not going to run it here, but you can get a good peek here at the interface, and you can see that every possible thing that they can detect and put, you know, send back data on, you have a click for. So you know precisely what's going on. This is the easiest, by far the easiest way to lock down your Windows 10 and prevent it from spying on you. I don't know of a better software out there and an easier user interface I do not think exists. This is nice. It's entirely free. And what I like about it is you don't have to install it onto your operating system. It's basically a portable app. In other words, you can just click it and use it, and it doesn't take up any space, occupying any space on your hard drive. So definitely an app that I highly recommend. It's totally free. It works just flawlessly. I've been using this for a long while. And for me, it's just standard operating practice to put this on any Windows 10 machine that I'm going to be using. Really well done. And I would urge you to take a peek at it. It's a free anti-spy tool for Windows 10, so not only do you get control of your Windows 10, but it's also an anti-spy tool, so that's nice. Now, did you ever print out something, and I know you did, from a website, and man, you get all these ads and the text size is crazy? Well, this app here is totally free, and these come primarily made for browsers, so whatever browser you're using, you have an app that's totally free that will install on your browser. It's called Print Friendly and PDF. So what you can do is you're going to print something up. This app will pop up, and it basically allows you to put an X on the ads that are on that page, or do whatever it is that you want to do to make your device print out with absolutely no ads. You could change the font size, and it goes on and on and on. Print PDF, emails, click to delete text images, remove ads, navigation, and junk. Formats your print and your PDFs. Change the text style, remove all images. So it really will save you a lot of ink. And in addition to that, you don't want to read all that junk that's on there anyway. You don't want to read the ads. You just want the information that's right on that web page. So you can check this out, and it's available, I think, for every browser that's out there. I know it works on Firefox. I know it works on Chrome. I believe it works on Safari. Pretty much every browser that's out there that you would use, you'll find this tool. And I'll tell you, it's great. It definitely saves you a lot of ink, no question. And it's very simple to use and pretty much available for any app that you're using for a browser. Let's leave it at that. Now, if you have an iPhone, you would want to check this out because you're probably making videos. And this one is called View. This is a great app. I don't know how they can do this for free. It really boggles my mind. But this is a wonderful app. You want to get more likes on your Instagram and Facebook. View is almost a fashionable app, if you will, that I highly recommend. View is a video camera empowering users to capture memorable moments. You can edit them. You can add all kinds of really cool filters, stickers, montages. And most importantly, when you're done doing all these edits, you click a button and you can share it pretty much wherever you want. This does a lot of things, juxtapositioning. There's over 30 stickers that you could want, that you can use. It has a wide and ultra wide aspect ratio. Full screen vertical is supported. Very nicely done. And it's one of these apps that has so many effects that you're bound to find one in there that you're going to love, maybe a couple that you're going to love. So check that app out. It's called View. That's V-U-E. I know you're going to like it. Now, this next app is one of those just wacky apps. Yeah, it's free, but your kids will probably like this. I've used it once or twice, but it works well. It's free. It's called Sticky Al. I don't make up these names, my friends. This is the name of it. It's called Sticky Al. What does Sticky Al do? Well, let's check it out. Sticky Al makes chats and messages funnier with selfie stickers. These sticky users artificial intelligence to help create your own selfie stickers incredibly fast. Create stills and animated stickers, save them to the sticker pack, and share them easily during your conversations. Make your chats and messengers and social media funnier than ever. So again, this is a great kids or teenager app. They love it, and it's totally free, and it gives you kind of like a comic style cartoons, and it works pretty well, and it's a lot of fun, and I would recommend it. It's totally free. If you don't like it, guess what? You can take it off your phone. Now, from time to time, I do stream music, and I use Amazon Music, and I'm very happy with that. I also use Spotify, and I'm happy with that. But after a while, you'll notice, even on Pandora, that a lot of these streaming music facilities, if you will, create a pattern and it loops. So if sometimes I'm in the studio for many hours and I have this music playing in the background, and all of a sudden I realize after the 50th song, it loops and it starts playing from the beginning, and it drives me out of my mind. I particularly found that with Pandora. I'm not on Pandora Pro, but it drives me crazy. So once in a while, you get sick of listening to the same old stuff. This next app is called Bandcamp, and this is a free app. It's an interesting app. Bandcamp will give you an instant, unlimited streaming access to your Bandcamp purchases, lets you explore a vast catalog of music by artists from every corner of the globe. So it's like a universal music streaming system, if you will, and it will expose you to all kinds of music, and it's pretty good for breaking up the monotony. So if you want to just listen to something different for a change, this Bandcamp is a good app to try out. And there's a bunch of other ones out there. I have used this one now maybe two or three times, and it just cleans the air and breaks up that monotony. And again, it's totally free. It's one of these apps that if you don't like it, you can just take it off your phone, but at least you try it out. And right now, Bandcamp is only, I believe, available for the iOS operating system. That is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor. I will see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.